Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and your voice on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. It's summer. It's time for the Big Bash, my favourite time of year. I think I've got a game of cricket to watch every night from the 18th of December through to the 23rd. Very disappointed there's no game on my birthday on Christmas Eve, but I'm sure I'll find some YouTube footage to watch there. But in the meantime, we're going to have a look at what's coming up in the Big Bash. And our special guest joining us on the show this week is Nick Guthrie. And Nick's going to run us through the Big Bash squads and give us his thoughts on how he thinks the players are going to go. So a warm welcome to the show, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Matty. Very happy to be here and very happy to be talking Big Bash.
And now, Nick, we want to have a look at the Sydney teams first because we're a New South Wales-based program and I'm fairly biased Sydney Thunder supporter myself and unashamedly biased towards the Sydney Thunder. Can you run us through their squad and how they're looking for BBL 05?
Yeah, well, last season was a good season for the Thunder. They've sort of been promising big things for a few years now after a couple of early struggles. But, yeah, they put some really good performances on the pitch last time out. This time they've done some pretty shrewd moves in the market, I think. They've added quite a few good players in there. Fawad Ahmed, everyone's probably familiar with him. He's been on the fringes of the Australian team for a number of years now. Andre Russell, the entertaining West Indian, he's joined from the Renegades. Alistair McDermott's come down from the Heat, a handy young quick bowler. And, of course, Shane Watson, who's now available after his international retirement. In terms of departures, Owen Morgan's probably the big one. He's probably the biggest name, the Englishman. And a couple of sort of the squad members, like Dirk Nenez was handy. Josh Layla, Daniel Hughes, Chris Tremaine and Nathan Horitz as well have all gone now. So it's a pretty handy team, combining with, of course, the captain, Michael Hussey. Jacques Callis was just absolute class as always last season. He's outstanding. He was player of the tournament actually last year in his first season with the Big Bash. And then you got players like Aiden Blizzard, Usman Khawaja, Clint Mackay. He's just an outstanding 2020 bowler. Gurinder Sandhu is one of the most exciting. And Jake Doran, he's one to watch. He's only 19 years old, I believe, and big raps on him, so he'll be one to watch. Yeah, Matty, your Thunder boys, what do you make of them?
I'm very impressed with the lineup so far for the Sydney Thunder. Disappointing Pat Cummins is injured. I really liked the way he bowled last year and was looking like he was really starting to hit his straps back from injury, but I don't know that we'll see anything of him at all in the Big Bash. But the likes of Aiden Blizzard, leading run scorer last year, looking to back that up with some more runs this year. On paper, they're looking like a pretty formidable outfit, and I've got them finishing third this year. Would you be happy with that?
Yeah, I'd have them up there too. You mentioned Pat Cummins missing. I think the only question mark you'd have is probably over there, quick bowlers. Clint Mackay and Gurinder Sandhu are obviously outstanding, but from there maybe you could argue it drops off a little bit. But, yeah, it's still a very impressive team on paper and they'll definitely be looking for a top four finish.
That would be outstanding. Another team looking for a top four finish, the Sydney Sixers under Greg Shipard this year. Their side looking pretty good on paper as well.
Yeah, well, the runners-up last season and they haven't really lost any big names. Brett Lee's retired, that's a loss. But apart from that, there's no other huge departures and they've added Jackson Bird, which I think's one of the best moves in the whole Big Bash. He was brilliant for the Stars last season with the new ball, regularly taking wickets and then coming back on late in the innings as well. They've also added Johan Buiter from the Strikers, the South African. He's a very classy 2020 player and adds a lot with the ball and also the bat. And they've got a very talented lineup on paper. The likes of Jackson Bird and Buiter join the likes of, you know, Sean Abbott's in there handy. Brad Haddin now is Big Bash full time following his international retirement. Moses Enriquez is handy. Michael Lum, the Englishman, and Nick Maddison. I think Nick Maddison, this is his year, I think. I'm backing him. I'm backing him in, Matty. I'll call it now. Leading run scorer for the Big Bash, Nick Maddison. He's really been looking good for a number of years now, and I think he's really starting to break through. And then you've got the likes of Stephen O'Keefe, Nathan Lyon, Jordan Silk. You know, it really goes on. Ryan Carter's in there as well. Dougie Bollinger, a bit of a fan favourite. It's, yeah, there's not many weaknesses in this team. I'm happy to say they'd be disappointed if they didn't make the final. That's what I would say. That's what I would think.
I would think they would be very hard-pressed not to make the final, looking at that team on paper. A very classy outfit, the Sydney Sixers, and expecting big things of them in BBL 05. We're going to take a break and play some music. When we come back, we'll be having a look at the two Melbourne teams. So make sure you stay with us right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.